Okay, so what we're doing is, again, so we're at is that... Yesterday? Okay. Yeah, so we're trying to figure out the line of when an isser is on par with... when a rape is on par with death, such that you have a clash between pikuach nefesh of the rodef and the rape of the victim, such that now you have to decide and be decide based upon saving the rodef from aver. Okay, so which type of rape? Raping of anyone? So it started off by saying raping a male has an especially bad consequence because psychologically it's just not normal for males to be involved in to be the passive party in the sexual act. So that creates a great busha, great embarrassment for them. And therefore you'd say that's when it's on that caliber. But once it's a woman, so it's a woman's nature to be involved in it anyway. So it's true, it's by force, but the action is not a... Is not a qualitatively different, embarrassing action. Then, so therefore, I had to tell you that a woman also. And if you only had a woman, Nara Hamurasa, that's the case, so she's designated to her husband, she's about to get married to him, so then you'd say, is that it's only there because it's going to destroy her marriage. She's her husband, his fan has a whole fancy, signed up, he's Mekadesh Vesula, and he can make her into a Vula. So it's going to impact her whole life. So you say, that's by her. But by a male or by other rayos, you'd say not, wouldn't have that effect. So you'd say that. So you'd say these are the only cases where you have where you say that the rape is on par with death, such that the Torah is mevara with the says you're allowed to kill the rodef. But in all other rayos, you'd say not. Okay, that's what we did yesterday. So now it says. So then the Torah writes chet. Chet, because it says, "Ein lanara chet mavas." Okay, there's not to the nara a sin of death. Okay, and therefore you're allowed to kill the. That's the case where you're allowed to save her. Okay, she has no sin of death. So sin chet means as long as there's a chet. So any other rayos, even if it's not just, even if you don't have the fact that it's male or the fact of namarasa, simply the fact that it's chet. Right? So much so the Gemara says if you just had that chait, you'd say it's any chait. Even if it's like a lav, not necessarily an erva, but just a low sosai, which is not necessarily kares or Mrs. Bezna. So what's the svara now to say that as long as there's a chait, then that would be, then you'd be able to kill him. Then you'd be able to kill the rodef. That's where we're at. I mean, there are a few steps in the Gemara, but I think we should just take one step at a time for now. Okay? Chedavan didn't do it. Chet's different. Right? I mean, what does Chedavan do with it? Chet's a different story. I mean, we're talking about the embarrassment of the male and to her husband. I mean, what is Chet? I mean, it's very nice. It's a Chet, but how does that play into what's going on here? Ma. Okay? I'm going to read the Arama. Okay? I mean, I think you could have an answer here without the Arama. I think, but I had an idea, but then I saw the Arama kind of alludes to it. So let me read it to you in the Arama. We'll see. Okay, so Yerama is on. Yerama is interesting in general. What he does is he's like a very easy to read Risham. He's somewhat like the Meiri. Somewhat even like Rashi. Like he runs through the Gemara and explains it with like a running commentary. So he'll like quote the steps of the Gemara and he'll explain them, but with a little more being said than the Gemara itself says. So it's good, you know. I mean, he's not getting into deep problems in general, that's my experience. But he gives you like a running commentary on the Gemara, which is helpful. So, I mean, it's pretty easy to read. Okay, so, I'm kind of going to jump in the middle. But he explains Vitrichi. Okay, he's explaining why you need a limud by the male and by Naram Rasa, right? If you only had by the male, Mishin Lavoch Belchikal, then I say it's because that's totally abnormal. You got kalon tuva, and it's a great embarrassment. Avanara de orcha, but by the naro that it's normal. Emaloni don't seal an avsho. I see not a lot of savor with his life. Because rachana naro, and if it only said naro, habimina naro hu de pagim la bevisu laha. I'd say naro. That's where you degrade her through her virginity. Vehimis ganis abayla, and she's. she's you know, degraded or hated or looked down upon by her husband. That pagam, that degradation, is not of the Isser alone. Ella de Meisa al Baila. But is that she's disgusting to her husband. Okay? So what do you throw in there? I mean, he goes on, but what do you throw in there? Did you notice anything? I think I'm interpreting pshat differently than you. But the part here which I think is relevant, he says, and he's talking about the that she's degraded by her husband, the high pagama on this degradation, lav di isura bilachuru, is not only of the prohibition of the isser, el demisalmal, but rather it's also the husband thing. So what's he's excluding? He's saying, this is not only the degradation of isser. So what's he talking about, the degradation of isser? What isser? What prohibition? So presumably the isser of sleeping with this man. Okay, there's a degradation of isser. See, just rape isn't isser. That's not isser. Isser is that Torah says you're not allowed to sleep with Mr. So-and-so. A Kohen can't sleep with a divorcee. Okay, whatever. So in other words, there's a degradation of isser. But it's not only that degradation, but it's an additional thing of her husband. So what's he talking about, the degradation of isser? What degradation? Can we explain a little bit? What's he referring to? Doesn't matter. Right, and it's true. What I'm saying is that bottom line is, a woman, especially, you have to think, in a society which is really a Torah society, which means, I mean, the whole like identity of Klal Yisrael is like, is that we're kedoshim or kadosh, we're separate, we're removed from our ayos, that our sexuality is governed by certain principles. And a woman who is involved in an illicit sexual relation, illicit sexual act, that taints her in the eyes of everybody. It affects her. It creates a degradation. Oh, she's the girl who slept with our brother. She's the girl who slept with our whatever. Married, you know, she was married and she slept with whatever the arva is. Okay, the fact that she's the divorcee who slept with the galim. So in other words, there's a certain idea that she becomes like, it's almost like she's like a slut. She's a person who's involved in illicit. It affects her. See, every woman is involved in sex, but a woman is involved in a prohibited sex. That's a certain type of a taint. Certain image that she could take on, you know, which is an image she can't give up, even though it's not her fault. I mean, it's not, of course, if it's consensual, that's definitely an image. But still, people don't really, right, don't, like, if someone, for instance, if someone's brother, if someone rapes their sister, it's very nice it's not the sister's fault, but bottom line is, there's a certain type of, you know, there's something, damage done to the girl. And the fact that it's rape, and everyone feels bad for her, but bottom line is, you don't really want to go so near to her. She's a certain type of she slept with her brother. So of course that's a social thing, but that's in this society, that means something. That's disgusting, that's whatever. But in the Torah society, the whole idea of arayos is like there becomes a social, it's a social norm. And a woman is involved in this, and more so arayos. I mean, arayos are certain, like you see for instance, and that's, I think, an idea is, I've heard that's the idea of mamzer. A mamzer is someone who's the child out of some sort of kares, out of arayas. So the child is not allowed to marry a Jew. He's allowed to marry another mamzer, or he's allowed to marry a ger, a convert. But he can't marry a regular Jew. Someone who's born out of one of the kares, out of one of the arayas. Except for Nida. But any of the other, a child born, let's say, out of an affair or something. You know, as a mamzer. And they're real problems when they get married. I mean, practically, they are mamzer. Unfortunately, there are mamzerim out there, and you're not going to be able to, it's very hard to marry off. Because they have to marry another mamzer or a convert. So why? Why can't they marry a Jew? But But I think I was in Rabbi Shir years ago. He said it's like there's a certain social stigma. I know this is only as far. Don't quote him, whatever. But so it's like there's one facet of the idea is that bottom line is Arayos is the whole identity of Kal Yisrael, and a child which emerges out of like Arayos, which is like the antithesis of Kedushas Yisrael, there's a stigma on the kid, and that kid can't come to Kal Yisrael. It's like that, like you see, there's a like a bastard, right? There's a term like that. But there's a stigma on the kid, and the part of the Kedusha of Kal Yisrael, the identity, the pure identity of Kal Yisrael, we don't allow in those that type of it's unfortunate. But bottom line is the kid has a stigma, and there's a stigma socially in the kid, and that kid can't be mixed into Kal Yisrael. So there's also a lacha if a suffik mamzer. That's why I think he explained this. Suffik mamzer. Someone's a suffik if they're mamzer, then they're a mutter. They're allowed in. Because a stigma, as I think we already explained this, a stigma doesn't exist as a suffik. Suffik already is not the stigma. Maybe, maybe not. People, that's already doesn't have the same, doesn't affect, doesn't look at it in the same way. But when you know that that's the case, and it has that effect. So my point, I'm just trying to show that there's a social, psychological stigma of the child of this relationship and the woman who's involved in the sexual prohibition. Sexual prohibitions are serious things in a society, and the identity of Kal Yisrael is built around our keeping a certain sexual conduct. So if a person, a woman who's involved in that, it labels her, taints her. And that taint is one which could destroy her, and that's what it's teaching you. Is if you just had chet, it's telling you is that the rape, not only where it's the husband or the male, but any pagam of iser. That's in the Yarama Slugma, the degradation of iser, the fact that she's involved in iser, in a bia asura, in a prohibited sexual act, that itself could destroy her. And that's what Torah is saying, is that's on par with death, and we have a right to a step in there. Okay? Chet. Chet itself. In fact, it could be, I'm not sure about this, but you read the Pasuk. The Pasuk itself is saying is you have the woman who's raped. So it says, but don't kill the man, don't do anything to the woman. Because she didn't do anything wrong. She cried out and no one saved her. So you read the pasuk, you think, of course, you're going to kill her. She was raped. What'd she do wrong? You know what I mean? Like, it's almost like you read those pesukim. It's hard to even understand what would I have thought? Is there any society, you know? There are societies that do that. Oh, they do?
Yeah.
If what happens? If
a woman is raped,
okay, good. So it's good. So it could be that's the idea. Is they have another society, because bottom line is she's a stigmatized woman, she's involved in that type of a bia, and we gotta uproot that. I don't know if there's like a real halachic habimina, because we don't do that in Torah, you know what I mean? But it's based, the pasuk is talking about based on the way man relates to it. Man relates to it that this woman was involved in this thing, and people relate to that in a certain way. She is a woman of Arayas. And what's saying is, but you don't kill her for that, because she didn't do anything. She cried out. She's just like a person, a victim of being killed. What did she do wrong? So it's true, she's involved in that, and she has that stigma. And it's right, you know. And we could kill to prevent that stigma. But bottom line is, we can't do anything about it. We can't punish her. She didn't do anything. Of course we aren't. You know, it's not like a real havmina, but it kind of makes sense the way the pasuk is coming from. Is, and especially it's good if other religions do it. Is that we hold, you punish people for sins, for what they do. So even though she may have a taint and all that, I'm not going to, we can't kill her, we can't punish her. But bottom line is it does have an effect on her. It's true, if there's a kid from it, the kid's going to be a mamzer. It's not her fault, bottom line is, the kid's going to be a mamzer. It doesn't matter that she was raped, still a mamzer. So that's true, the stigma is there. So the pasuk could be based upon the fact that there is such a stigma, and saying, but don't think we're going to kill her. You know, maybe in other religions they would, but we wouldn't do that kind of thing.
It's more like a societal
Shulchan Aruch, you can have things like that, though, you know what I mean? Shulchan Aruch, you can have that. It's not like Halakha Kami, but it's in the Torah Shulchan Aruch explaining that this is what the Torah is, that we wouldn't do that. We don't do that. I don't know. I mean, you could have tried to argue, but I mean, I don't know. It's bottom line is, it's the Pasuk saying is what she did. She was just a victim. But you could have thought that she, when people look at her, you know what it reminds me of? It reminds me of that, like if a person sleeps with an animal, so we just kill the animal, right? All right, why do you kill the animal? Gemara asks, Mishnah, Gemara, why do you kill the animal? An animal does, it's not the animal's fault, the animal's an animal, right? Every time people see that animal, they'll say, this is the animal that so-and-so stumbled on. You know, so-and-so slept with. So it will bring a pagam, but it's bad for mankind, for Klal Yisrael. It looks bad for man. People remind people of me of Klal Yisrael's weaknesses and failings. So that's, we get rid of the animal. That animal shouldn't exist in Klal Yisrael. So an animal, you could do that too. In theory, you could have said, look, that woman reminds us of the rape, of the erva, of the rayos. The Gemara is saying, yeah, but she's a person. And bottom line, she didn't do anything. So you can't kill a person. You can do that to an animal. You can't do that to a person. You know, other religions are treated the same way. But there's a sense to it. The bottom line is, it's true. The woman does remind us of Arayos, of this guy's sin, and it's unfortunate. But we don't kill a person because of that. I mean, if it's not due to their fault, and they didn't do anything, so we can't kill them. They didn't do an achet. They were just a victim. They're just a victim. You know, but you can see that. I mean, it does create a certain lack in Klal Yisrael. But that's what I'm saying, is we can't do anything about it. Can't do anything about it. Other societies, whatever, they would. But Torah, that's not just. It wouldn't be just if they didn't do anything. They're just a victim. Yeah. Okay, we good? Any question? Like I said, now the Gemara's next step is okay, fine. So it's fake. So why does the Torah have to say? Oh no! So according to this logic, you say even lavim cares, and the Torah has a whole system of prohibited sexual relations. And what's the difference? What's the difference? Which sexual relation? There are different levels of it, but whatever. Bottom line is that there's a stigma. There's a pagam on the woman that she's involved in chait, and that's what the pasuk just said chait. In honor of chait. Chait means it's based on chait. The chayit, I mean, that's the factor. So the Torah says chayit mavas, not just chayit mavas. Okay. So what is mavas? So mavas is saying it's only a chayit which involves death penalty. Only a chayit which involves death penalty. Okay. Only a chayit which involves death penalty. So what's that idea? Just the more facts. So there's, I think we do this together. But so Mar says, okay, fine. So it says Maves. So it teaches you death. So it's a chait of death, right? So it says only. So it says fine. So why not just say Maves death? Why do you say chait? Say Maves. So it says if you just said Maves, you think it's only those sins which involve death per se. But what about Kares? Kares isn't death. So it says chait Maves. Somehow teaches you that it includes kares as well. Sin of death. And somehow that's like an aribo, it includes even kares. Okay, even kares. As long as we'll come back to it, I'm just mentioning it.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah,
that's true.
Okay, yeah, so Matt's saying good. I was thinking like what Matt's saying is that there is, just because you say the stigma of a sin, it doesn't mean all sins are equal. It's not true. And you see, for instance, what creates a mamzer? I mean, it's a whole machlokas, but what do we hold creates a mamzer? Only arayos, only krisos, and it's bezdin. So you see, it's different. It's different, because the whole, and also like the kedush, the whole kedush Yisrael is like arayos, we're prushim in arayos. These are the most explicit, the worst, sexual prohibitions, and these really are the fabric of Klal Yisrael that were removed from these things. And if a person violates these things, therefore they're killed or they're get kares, the worst onshin. In fact, like on you know, you see it by tshuva even. By tshuva, it comes up like whether the Seir Mishtaleach, the scapegoat, could forgive a person for sins if he doesn't do tshuva or not. So it says it works for all light averos, but it doesn't work for harsh. Works for kalos, but not for chamuros. So what are chamuros? I think it's krisos and mises basdan. Those sins which involve kares and mises basdan. So those are like a class of averos. So the fact is, it's true that the woman is going to be involved in a prohibited sexual thing. But is it simply the quality of being involved in chait, in a bia of chait, or there's a certain quantity within that? It's not just chait, but it's a certain magnitude of chait, a chait mavas, a type of a chait which is really one which the Torah says such a person just, really isn't worth living. It's worth we'll kill them, or they get kares, they're cut off. So that type of a chait, that's a certain caliber of chait, which this sexual act involves, that renders it such a pagam on her. And she was involved in that type of a thing. But if it's a kohen, grusha, divorcee to a kohen, it's true, it's prohibited. But you see, the Torah itself doesn't rank it on the same level. So I'd say that level chait is not, if you just said chait mavas, according to Maskana, chait mavas is showing you it's not just chait, but which makes it on par with that. But it's a certain type of a chait. This type of chait really will destroy her. Right? You see, this chait causes our kids to be mamzer. Certain level of chait. But a lesser level, although there is some sort of a pagam, some degradation, not in the same way. Not in the same way. Okay? So the one question we still have to do, though, is that there's a middle step. There's the maskana. Right? That it's only krisos, only sebastin. But there's a middle step. Is that if it just said mavas, then I would think that it's only those things which have... didn't say chet. Then I'd say it's only those things which involve the death penalty. But not krisos. So it says chet mavas to include even the krisos. So what would be the idea of that middle step? What's that middle step there of saying that it would even only include the misos? Not krisos. So it wouldn't include krisos. What's the question? Whether it's limited to miso or is it only krisos and misos? I mean, it's possible to say, it's just finding a line, you know? Where do you draw that line? One's even worse, maybe. But I don't know. I'm not sure that misos are worse. Maybe they're worse. Yeah, good. Okay, good. So I was saying good, like what Chaim's saying. That there's two, what's the pagam? Is the pagam that there's a certain pagam, is right, that this is a sin which involves death penalty. That if they did this time of Bezin, they would have been goners. Okay, that means it's like so totally intolerable type of a sin that we kill them. If you tell someone, is this sin that you're doing, you should know that if there was Bezin around, they'd stone you. They'd kill you. That's a certain type of a, she was involved in that. That means the guy's intolerable. You gotta get rid of him. So that it's not so much even because of the sin per se, because it's such a bad avera, but it's like they're involved in a bia of the death penalty. You know, I mean, that itself means like they're like ostracized. They don't belong. They don't belong in this society. What do we do with people who do this? We get rid of them. They're out of society. We kill them. So you would say, if it just said mavas, not chet, you'd say it's not based upon the chet per se. It's not because of the caliber of the chet, but it's because of the fact that she's involved in a bia which involves death penalty. That's the pagam. That's a certain type of quality of pagam. But the pasuk teaches chet mavas is showing you it's not because of the death penalty per se, but it's because the death penalty is reflective of a certain caliber of a chet. It's a chet mavas. Okay, and that caliber of chait could exist whether it's a death penalty or whether it's kares. They're both of that caliber. They're both chamuros. They're on the equal. They're on the same caliber. Qualitatively, they're in the same ballpark in terms of chait. It's chait mavas. It's just certain times we do it. Certain times God will cut them off. But the chait is the chait mavas. The kareses are the chait mavas. They're the same type of chait. It's just that. So if the pagan comes from the nature of the chait, then it's going to be kareses and mises. But if the pagam comes from the fact that it's a death penalty, socially, people look at the death penalty in a certain type of a way, that it's societally intolerable, we get rid of the guy, so then it's only going to be limited to mavas, to only to misos. So that's why if it's said mavas without chet, you think it's nothing to do with the quality of the chet. It's the fact that we kill the guy. But chet mavas shows you it's the nature of the chet. Apparently, marol, that's including something, that it's the type of chata'im, which are the misos. But type of chet, it's the same thing. They're classified together, and you see they are classified together. They're under chamuros. They're stringent sins. Okay. So So it's interesting. I mean, it's interesting tracing through the steps of the Limud. You know, we don't do this so much. You know, but it's really interesting. Is the way, you know, Gemara. It's good to see it when Gemaras do this. I mean, the Torah did this. It's calculated. Every word is measured to teach you to the fine tuning of the idea. God wrote it in a way that He knew the Torah was meant to be learned like this, and it's fine tuned in every word. I mean, truth is, every letter, Nara, 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 I mean, is written in a way that the simple pasuk, you just read the pasuk and it's simple pshat, you know, is encoded in it, is this whole, the whole system, I mean, this whole, all these parameters of when this is halacha applies. It's not even the pshat of the pasuk. Pshat of the pasuk isn't even talking about killing the rodev, it's just talking about that you don't punish the woman. But it's like all, you know, encoded, it's amazing how, you know, when you see each step of the way, it's like another. No extra word, no, not one, few words, one, many words. It's all, you know. And yet, there's also plain pshat in the pasuk, which no one would even think twice about it. What's, you know, why does it say chayit? Why does it say mavis? Why does it say nara? Why does it spell it like this? I mean, it's amazing. Every single pasuk is like this, you know. And this is, it's really fascinating. Okay, you with me? Okay, so let's get some pshat for further. So now, asks, So once you have chet and maves, so it tells you this. Tells you the formula is that it's a rape, which is a sin, deathly sin. Karesim is bezdin. So what do you need to tell me? A zachar, a male, an aram urasa. Aren't those sins which involve karesim is bezdin? So who needs the nara? So you have extra psukim now, right? And once you cut to the chase, now it goes back and you don't need those other things. So, right? If you didn't have chayit and maves, it was only then you could understand nara, nara, all that. But all that stuff is out the window once you tell me, you know. Should have just said, ain la chayit maves. Something like that. So it doesn't have to say la nara, wouldn't even have to say that word. The Gemara asks that. And the Gemara accepts that. Okay? And so then, chanami, you're right. So you're right, we don't really need those. So nara nara, I'm really teaching a zachar, and you know, even though in the progression of ideas it goes in that order, but once the Torah cut to the chase and went to chayit maves, turns out you don't need them. So well, nara. So what are they for? Nara nara. Chadlu mutevodes chavim, chadlu mutevehim of Shabbos. So one of them is excluding and saying is that if a person is running to do avodah zara, you might think you kill them. So nara teaches you, no, you don't. And the other one is excluding a person who's running after an animal to rape or running to violate Shabbos. It's saying you may think you kill them, teaches you don't. It's funny how Behema and Shabbos are grouped together, right? Tosas, I think, picks up on that. Okay, well, what's the deal there? So the Gemara says, let's read a little more of the Gemara. So it says, Ula Reb Shimon ben Yochai, Deomar Widow's Kov, Nitan Silva Nafshal Amali. So what about according to Reb Shimon ben Yochai, who actually holds by Avodah Zarah, you do kill a guy to prevent him from violating from doing about the Zara. Because you have machlokas here, which we're going to have to explain. So, but Basana, what does he use the psikim for? Oh, so chadim with him, chadim with the Shabbos. Oh, so you have two of them. So it turns out it's funny. Why didn't the first guy need three? Right? Because now you see Shabbos and Behem are split apart. So why didn't the first guy need three of them? So apparently they could be joined together in the first guy, so why can't they be joined together in the second guy? Okay. So it's teaching you to exclude Behema and Shabbos. Slagadai dechamina, you might think, Tesi Shabbos mechil chilim ezachavim. That is, since you see by Avodah Zarah, you could kill a guy to stop Avodah Zarah, and it says chil by Avodah Zarah, and it says the word chil by Shabbos, I think you compare Shabbos to Avodah Zarah, just like you kill a guy to prevent him from Avodah Zarah, you kill a guy to prevent him from Shabbos. So you would think that. So you have an extra limud to tell you, no. Shabbos is not. Avodah Zarah, yeah, Shabbos, no. The Gemara says, "Ul Rabbi Shem, Lazar, Rabbi Shimon, the Amar Chal Shani to Zivan Avsho, the Asher Shabbos Chavos Mechol and Avodah Zarah." What about according to Rabbi Shimon, who actually does that? He says that since you know that Avodah Zarah, you kill a guy to prevent Avodah Zarah, you also do it for Shabbos. So what about him? So now can't say it's clean Shabbos. Shabbos, you actually do kill a guy to prevent him from violating Shabbos. So Michael Neymar, so Chad Lemut Behema, animal, Veidach Aydi Kosev Nar Kosev Echonami Nara. So really, it would have been enough just to say nah. But I guess it's talking about a woman, so that's say nara. But really, you only need one. Okay, it's really extra. The second one is just the grammar of the pasuk demanded it. Okay, The grammar of the Pasuk demands it. Okay, is there Rashi here? Chalim is on. Shabbos. Yeah, oh, Rashi deals with that issue. The idea, remember it says, one is for Zara, the other is for Shabbos and for animal. So it says, Rashi, Chalim is behema. Mishun de domi la rayas. Why would you think an animal you would be included? Because an animal is like a rayas. So you think, if you kill a guy bent from a rayas, you kill a guy bent from sleeping with an animal. He says, no, the Shabbos, so why is it throwing in Shabbos? Because, right, it's really extra. You only have two. Kedinak day, you're just throwing it in. Vagav grara. I did the Tanan Rimas Nisan, since it's in the Mishnah. He crawled over in with it. Kivin the Matevaz Chav, Mechitesi Shabbos. Also, Gedein Lasui, Alvechol Achil, Mevaz Chav, Kedilak Aman. So again, I'll explain what it means. It means that once you say Avod Zorah, you don't kill a guy dependent on Avod Zorah, then obviously you don't kill a guy dependent from Shabbos, because the whole way you would learn Shabbos is by comparing it to Avod Zorah. So once you knock out Shabbos, once you knock out Avod Zorah, then Shabbos is of course. So the saying is, when the Gemara says Shabbos, just throwing it in, whatever. The Mishnah has it, throws it in. But really, it's one for Avod Zorah and one for animal, one for behemah. But if you say Avod Zorah, you do kill a guy by the Avod Zarah, so now Shabbos you need a meal. They exclude one for Shabbos, one for Behemah. And if you say Shabbos goes along with the Avod Zarah, then it's really only one for Behemah, and then the Shabbos, the other one is extra. Okay? It's saying that, but if you tell me that one of them is to exclude Avod Zarah, to include it. If you say that by a little bit of Avod Zarah, you do kill a guy to bend from Avod Zarah, so now I say, oh, maybe Shabbos also. Because Shabbos is equated, the word is compared to the chilat to Avod Zarah. So you need a pasuk to say, no, not Shabbos, and then another one for not Behema. Okay, Behema you think yes, because it's similar to Arayos, an animal similar to Arayos. But I think what we have to do is, what do you think we would have to do here in order to analyze this thing, in order to define these steps? What do you think? Why were we not ready to do this yet? Yes. Right. I think we have to first have the machlokas about Shabbos and Mehemah of Azara, right? I mean, what are these issues? So this is machlokas, so it doesn't want to talk about this machlokas, it's just bringing parenthetically. So yes, it does. So if you look here on Ein Dal and Aleph, Tanya Rav Shimon is Tanya. It's like the tenth wide line. Tanya Rav Shimon Yochai Yomer. Okay? This is actually the source. If someone's doing Avod Zarah, you can kill him. Okay, to prevent them. It's a Kal V'Chomer. U'ma'apigam, hedgeo niton sil v'nafsho, if in order to prevent the degradation of a person, a regular degradation, you could kill him to prevent him. Pigam gola kol shekein, if he's coming to degrade, so to speak, to degrade God, cause the degradation of God, so then certainly, Avod Zarah, certainly you could kill him. Okay, certainly you could kill him. Okay, that's his halacha. Ay, v'chiyon shem menaden. Right, what about that? That's kal v'chomer, punishing ay, menaden, right? Like, yeah, because everyone shem menaden, he holds you code. Okay, that's, right? So that takes care of that problem. Okay. So is there Rashi on this? No. Okay, so that's that, right? So that, we have to define that. So what's that svara? And what's the machlokas? It's funny, what does that mean, pekam gavala? What exactly does that mean, degradation of God? You know, is that possible? What does that mean? Right? Okay, so what's the svara? And then you have v'tanya, v'shimon o'mechalas ha-shabbos yitzil v'nafsho. Right, if you violate Shabbos, you could save a kill a guy in order to prevent them from violating Shabbos. Right, imagine that. So have a look at Avua. He holds like his father, against his father. The Amar on Shem Adin, right, that you could punish him in the Parakal V'chomer, so therefore you say by Avod Zarah. Ve'asya Shabbos b'chil chil me'avod z'chom. And then he says that Shabbos and Avod Zarah are compared because they both have the word chil in them. So chil is just, there's a comparison between two, Rashi. So have a look at Avua. Ve'avod z'chom don Shem Adin, v'adu yol Shabbos b'chil chil me'avod. Because it says mechala leha mos yumas, it says someone who violates. Chil means to violate. So to profane. Someone who profanes the Shabbos is put to death. And umizar chalosa sitting l'havi l'molech v'losachal l'shem alakecha. Someone shouldn't offer his kids to Molech, the fire gods, and he shouldn't profane the name of God. So you see, the term profane is he's profaning Shabbos and profaning the name of God, the Torah of Avodah Zarah. So there's a comparison between the two. So just like by Avodah Zarah, you could kill a guy to prevent the Avodah Zarah, so too by Shabbos. Okay? So you have basically, boils down to three positions. One position is the way we hold in our Mishnah, that you don't kill a guy, you kill a guy only for killing and for rape, not for Avodah Zarah nor for Shabbos. You have another position which holds not Avodah Zarah also, because of Kal Chomer. Right? And then you have the third position which says, not only that, even Shabbos. But none of them hold by animal. Animal, no one says. Okay? And we have to explain what's why not. I mean, why, if you say Avodah Zarah, it's if you, once you explain the Kal Chomer, so you have to explain why the other one does. I mean, the other one, look, doesn't have a Kal Chomer. Bottom line is, they know Shema Adin, so you can't do it. But what's the sense to it? I mean, why didn't the Torah write it? I mean, if the Kal Chomer makes sense, the Torah shouldn't have written it. Fine, don't do it from Kal Chomer. The Torah should write it. Right? I mean, Shema Adin, the Torah writes it explicitly. So write it explicitly. If the Svar is good, the Torah should have written that also. So apparently, the Machluk is whether or not you could do it by, you know. Zer Shava is also funny. Chol Chol, what's that idea? It's not clear. It's not clear if it's a real Zer Shava or just a Svara. I mean, Zer Shava, his father didn't have the Zer Shava? Maybe he didn't. I mean, look, you do have things like that, but maybe it's just a Svara. Chol Chol, it's not clear. It doesn't use the word Zer Shava. But it could just be a Svara, that whatever the concept of it is here, Chol, the concept is there. Right. Okay, so right, so we got to work it out for us. And once you have these machloksim, I think, you know, Nara, I mean, the rest is just going to, you know. It's funny, because if you hold the Inon Shemin Adin, so why do you need Nara to exclude Avodah Zarah? You already hold the Inon Shemin Adin, so why have you included it? You can't use Kal Vachomer because Inon Shemin Adin. It's interesting. And Chil Chil, just asking a question, is that we don't hold the, we hold the Inon Shemin Adin, so you can't learn Kal Vachomer to Avodah Zarah. So now it was the most question, what do you need to pasuk Nara? So, Nara was excluding Avodah Zarah. It says you can't kill off to stop including Avodah Zarah. What do you mean, but you don't shema then, so why would I think you could include it? You know what I mean? It's like, well, you don't need to exclude it, it's already, the burden proves on you to include it through a Kal Vachomer, through Chol Chol, so you need pasuk to exclude this and exclude that. And then Behemah, you could say, is similar to Arias. But maybe you'd say that you need pasuk to exclude, but you're supposed to exclude Avodah Zarah, why would I think so? Because Kal Vachomer, but you know what I'm doing. I'm just throwing out the question. But I think that's the more of the details. I mean, first we have to get into the Machlokas. What are these different sheetahs here? And this Tosus, I mean, we got what to do. I mean, we click the Arama. There's a Tosus here, Chad. But I think we're not ready for the Chad yet, for the Tosus yet. But maybe you click the Arama. And the Arama, anyways, goes over the Gemara, so. But you can think about it also. I mean, it's not essential to do the show yet. You can think about it for now.